All right. Chad Kimenaugh, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Where are you tonight?
Right now I'm just about 135 miles from the Florida line.
All right. On your way. Here he comes in his big chariot.
Did you take your coat off yet?
Yeah, you got to take jacket off for a little while, so that was good. We stopped up Pro Shocks and
getting warmer as you come.
Stock there and getting warm. That snow stuff.
Hey, listen, how cool was it to be the rookie of the year in the World of Outlaws?
I thought it was, you know, quite an accomplishment for the whole race team. You know, there's quite a list of drivers' names on that rookie list, so to get my name added to that was really neat, really special.
Well, I think it's awesome, man, and it serves a notice that this year they better pay attention because you could be digging in their pockets.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, last year we ran into quite a bit of stretch of bad luck there for a while, but I really wanted to try to get that Rookie of the Year deal, and we got that handled. So all in all, it's a good year, and hopefully this year, you know, we got new race team and everything, so hopefully we can get off to a good start down here in Florida and take off and have a good season.
Well, that's always nice to kick off the season from Florida, but we've got one of your best proponents and people that thinks you're one of the best drivers in the country, probably, Jeannie Lynch. Miss Lynch is sitting here with us, and she's come down to talk with us a little bit tonight and talk about the East Bay run and stuff. You guys have seen each other a number of times over the years, I bet.
Yeah, Jeannie's watched me from the time I used to run around and be a nuisance in the pit area to now driving race cars. I've known her for quite many years. You know, she knows my dad real well. My dad used to have race cars, and go back quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right, and especially through all your championships with the All-Stars. 4 years there, you know, you were king of the hill there, that's for sure. And speaking of king, wasn't it nice that in 05, you know, you were the surprise winner there of the at that time, the fourth annual Ronald Laney Memorial, and you were the king of the 360s, and you got the crown and the $10,000 check in Victory Lane. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, it was. That was a really neat, you know, win. I actually got to know Ronald there before he had the mishap there, and we became pretty good friends. So that trophy and that king set there, that's kind of special, but that was a really neat win. We kind of went down there with a guy from Canada, and kind of a storybook thing, you know. You want to go down and try to do good for somebody, and we built the car in the shop and go down and win it. That was really neat.
Is it that hard to win a King of the 360s event at the first of the year because everybody's starting with sometimes new equipment and you're trying to figure it out and trying to get maybe a new team member or two working well together? All those things come into play?
Oh, yeah, that King of the 360 deal down here these days is really tough. You know, you get everybody, you know, from 410s, 350s, from whatever, you know, they all set up there and get quite a feel of the cars, and Lady Luck's got to be on your side for a couple of days to get yourself in position to try to win the thing. And a couple of years ago, like Jeannie said, we were fortunate enough to do that.
Yeah, it's really good to win that King of the 360s. Now, what's it like racing down in Australia, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, down in Australia is pretty neat. You know, it's really, really different. The people are just absolutely awesome. You know, they make you feel at home even though you're that far away. But the racetrack is, they're quite a bit different. You know, they're quite a bit smaller in comparison to what we would call, say, you know, a normal size racetrack. The racetracks down there are so small and so flat, but you know, it's the same for everybody, and it's really, really exciting. And the, you know, the fans down there are just unbelievable. I mean, they really pile in the fans, and it's really something special down there when you hear the fans' response, and makes you want to go back there.
That's what I was going to say, was the fans treat you guys like gods when you're there, it seems to me. They don't have a very long season. And they sure take care of you.
Oh, they do. I mean, they just go way out and above and beyond, and, you know, they treat you so well. Just, half the time, I think you probably forget about what you're doing down there if you're not actually at the racetrack, because the people treat you so well.
Do you go like extra days early to get adjusted to the timing and so forth and get your body back into sync?
Yeah, well, when I went over there the first 3 years I was over there, I actually went over there and, you know, got to spend a couple of days and then go to the racetrack. And last year I went over just for a little over a week and flew in and had a day to get ready, and then, you know, we raced and came right back home. So that was kind of tiring there for a little bit, you know, just your body going in different directions. But yeah, it takes you a little bit, it seems like. And the trip over doesn't bug me too bad, but when you come back, it seems like it sure catches you pretty quick.
Now, what do you think is the draw down there in Australia for the sprint cars? I mean, all over the world, there's different racing that people like and stuff, but sprint cars are huge down there.
I think they're just such, the people down there just like racing so well, and they just don't get to see it very much. So, over here, they can just see some kind of race about year-round, and that's just not the case over there. And when they finally do take off and start racing, it's like, I don't know, it's almost bigger than the sport, the fans. I mean, they support this stuff so well that it's kind of almost unbelievable to go over there and actually see how they back the sport of sprint car racing. It's actually really neat.
Well, I know that you're headed south. You're getting closer and closer to Florida. You're coming to East Bay for the Winter Nationals, and you're going to do some time at New Smyrna, or Volusia, excuse me, Volusia Speedway for your Nationals program. How important is it to have a decent run, so to speak, get a little bit of money in the coffers maybe, or get yourself ready for that year-long run with the World of Outlaws, because there's a lot of shows in that game.
Yeah, it is. The World of Outlaws deal is tough. After doing it last year, you get a whole new respect for somebody that actually starts and finishes it. Quite a long season, but I really, really enjoyed it. And when you come to Florida, you hope you get out of there kind of unscathed and maybe make a little bit of money, have some good luck, and just get off to a good start, without getting a bunch of stuff tore up.
How many, there's still 104 shows or something like that?
Yeah, we'll probably race pretty, easily 100 races this year without even really trying. So,
how can you make every one of them? How can you not get sick? How can you make every one of them, Chad? How can you not get sick or have a bad day at the buffet and get something going on that you just got? You can make every one of those races. That's amazing.
No calling in sick, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't think about that. Even if you are sick or whatever happens, you just find a way of getting there and getting the job done and move on to the next one.
Moving around from a smaller racing series in a regional kind of racing series and going to the World of Outlaws, how much more time does it take for those sponsors and things that you always hear about happening?
That is something that's definitely different, from racing around the All-Star deal, and by no means is anything negative about the All-Stars. It's a good deal, but the Outlaw deal is just, it's like going from walking to running, and it's so much more, I don't know what you want to say, much more like business or run more professional or whatever, but trying to attract a sponsor is probably the hardest thing about this game. And, it's not easy. It doesn't seem to get any easier. But when you're out here, hopefully this TV package you put together will maybe bring a little bit of help to that part of the game, because that's definitely the hardest part.
And the TV package is going to be a big deal this year, because they're moving from the Outdoor Network to ESPN2 this year. So there's going to be a lot of coverage.
Really good for the sport. Hopefully, like I say, maybe just nothing else, draw a little bit of more attention to what the sprint car races actually are. They're really, really exciting to watch. And, nothing against NASCAR, but our race just doesn't take 3-4 hours, and, it's pretty action-packed.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Sprint car racing and sprint car fans are a world of their own. Chad, who's some of the sponsors on your race car that help you get through the season?
This year we got, some new people. We Premier Pallets, Pete Grove, owning the thing, put together a new team for us, and we've got a lot of pieces. You got to remember all the new names now.
This is your first shot at it, bro.
Attica Speedway is actually on there, which is through the UUI team that I've raced with for 10 years. John Borges came along to help this deal. We got K&N air filters came on, J&J race cars, Hoosier tires. There's just a whole host of people that kind of went together and make this thing work. We got two good sponsors from Stage 8. We got a new thing this year. Everyone's heard of the Mafia Motorsports. We're actually a new line with Mafia Motorsports called Twisted Fisher. It's out there. It's something that I think the fans are going to really enjoy, and it's a pretty neat thing.
when you come to East Bay, do you get a lot of time to interact with the fans? And I know you do some autographs and stuff when they come back to the trailers after the races and stuff, but during the racing, is there time to actually, you know, realize that there's that many fans sitting there watching you, or get a chance to do an autograph, talk to a fan or two?
We try to. Actually during the races, I think we're all thinking so hard. We're all there for the same thing, and that's try to win. But, you know, we never shy away a fan, you know. Never, without the fans, we don't get to do this job. So you try to pay as much attention as you can and try to make all the kids happy. And the kids are happy. Hopefully the parents come back and watch us do this.
Well, I'm just trying to prepare you, because when you come to East Bay Raceway Park this year, you are the reigning rookie of the year from the World of Outlaws, and your trailer is going to change the number of people that come to visit you.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I mean, hopefully that 2006 rookie of the year for the World of Outlaws will bring us some fans. You know, like I said, we got this new apparel thing with this Twisted Fisher, and I think this is going to be really neat. They got a lot of neat stuff to offer, and it should draw the fans around.
Chad, this is Jean, and I wanted to know, are you bringing the same car, the same chassis setup and so on, that you won this race with before?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we come down to Florida, we always start off with the basic thing. You know, we're going to go out tomorrow and probably make a few laps just because we, you know, I say we've had Eagle race cars for so long now, and Pete Grove and Jack Elam are really good friends, and we didn't have a problem with that. You know, that was the only request he had, is that we had J&J race cars. So we'll come out tomorrow, and we'll make a few laps, and, you know, my brother will do whatever he wants to do, and we'll try to get a couple laps underneath of us and see if we can tell difference what's good, what's bad, and hopefully we can go out and try to win this thing.
Chad, didn't I see you down at the Florida Golf Classic that we do for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame? We call it the In Memory of Kevin Gobrek and Ronald Laney. Didn't I see you down there golfing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be there again. We always go try to play golf whenever we can. Not that we're good, but we just have fun and laugh at each other.
Yes. You know, that's at the same place again. It's at Summerfield Crossing Golf Club, and it's on Friday, February 2nd. We'll try to get you some more competition this year, but I know you're a good golfer.
We have a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll definitely be there, though.
Maybe I'll have to come out of retirement and take after him a little bit.
Only play on the small golf course.
That's right. Hey, listen, Chad, we want to thank you, man, for your time tonight. I hope you be careful on the road. Take care. I know there's probably a little bit of rain out there in spotches and places, but keep coming south and make sure that you drop by and see us, especially after you win that Ronald Laney Memorial 360 this Saturday night. You're going to have to call us next Tuesday again, because you'll be a little bit happier.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you as the year progresses here. During the Winter Nationals, we'll probably get to speak to you again, and certainly during the year.
We'll go up and see him at Volusia.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And we follow the World of Outlaws.
Right up to that championship. Well. All right, Chad, thanks a lot, bro.
Go ahead, Chad.
I said thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, no problem, man. We appreciate you taking time.
Okay.
Chad Kimenaugh, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning rookie of the year from the World of Outlaws. He is on his way.